Fresh Friday on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It is 9:13 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together in terms of our quality radio. The NSKN Shaquan is on your stereo right now. Now, Shaquan, you don't know what I'm going to do most now.
Yes.
Like, you don't know most.
Yeah.
Because every single Friday, we bring in the newsmakers.
Yes.
We bring in people that we gossip about.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in people that are in our WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
Or in this man's case, is the gentleman who makes the newsmakers.
Come on.
Who influences the influencers.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm talking about nothing other than the brand strategist, the founder, chief executive officer of Alvaro Media Group, director of the Vinduk Fashion Week. Who am I talking about? Damn it, how do you not know? Kalisto Ramos Alvaro Mukuroli. Come on.
Fancy. Good morning, Kali. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great. You feeling yourself?
Yeah, right.
How does it feel, Kali? How does it? You are in the spotlight now. Usually you're the one who switches on the spotlight, pushes someone else in the spotlight. You're in the spotlight now.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
Mm. To be honest, this is my second interview since I've been in the industry.
Is it?
Like, you've been around for like, what, 15 years, dude?
Okay, whoa. I mean,
like, no. Like, just to put respect on the man's, you know what I mean? Like, the man's game.
Like, just, you know, like, he's like 20 years old.
Please. Huh? Right? 2021.
Exactly. This is your second interview.
This is my second interview where I talk about myself and not about my clients or what I'm doing.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Literally my second.
Is it because you didn't want to do the interviews? You don't like the spotlight on you? You just want to be behind the scenes? Or why though?
I think I didn't have a story to tell yet.
Oh.
Or you thought.
I see.
Not thought. I believed my story was not ready to be told yet, because there was a lot of things that I still needed to do. And when NSK reached out, I was like, this is a weird year. It's a very good year for me. And I decided, you know, I think it's time. Why not?
And why not on the biggest breakfast show in the country? Damn it, man!
And we're happy to have you here.
Thanks,
yes, we are, man. Listen, born and raised in Khobabes, you have to tell us.
You're from Go Babies.
Go Babies.
Actually not. I grew up in Khobabes.
Oh, you grew up?
Oh, you grew up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when I was like Rundu? 9 and so on. I'm what I always say, I'm African.
Yeah.
Because of the roots of my ancestors, of my parents. So it's always difficult to just say, I am Namibian. I'm proudly Namibian. Understand? I put that out anytime. But I also have that thing in me that I'm proudly African, because where my parents come from, and I embrace all that. So at the moment, I'm Namibian, proudly Namibian. But at the same time, I'm African because of the heritage and where.
Tell us about the heritage.
Tell us about the heritage.
No, we got time.
Can I make an ill-informed guess?
Yes.
Ghanaian?
No.
Ah, okay. Damn it.
Is that too far?
It's close to the island. It's São Tomé and Príncipe.
Oh, snap.
That's where originally my mom is from. And my grandparents.
My dad
is Namibian. That's what I'm saying. I'm proud of Namibian.
So
I cannot just say, oh, Namibia alone.
Okay.
I'm that one that always preach Africa.
All right. So quickly tell us about your upbringing. Where did you grow up? Okay, we have established that. But just tell us about how it was growing up, you know, where you went to school, some fond memories that you have of even growing up.
So I went to school in Khobabes.
Okay.
Primary school was Noseville, proud.
Yeah.
And then high school was Veni Duplessis High School.
Oh, okay.
Very, very proud. I was actually, you know, deputy head boy.
You got to put it out there.
Primary school, I was also deputy head boy.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I loved sports.
Yeah, yeah.
I played rugby.
Oh, okay.
I played under 19 Namibia national team way back in our era. And yeah, that's also amazing. Played tennis and hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
I was that person that liked to do everything.
You understand? You an overachiever? Because you really do strike me as an overachiever.
A very lazy overachiever.
Lazy.
I'm that person that tomorrow's exam, I study in the evening, go write, and get my A or B.
Yeah.
Understand? So I'm not that type that would study a whole week. Even now, when I write my exams, I would study the day before.
And it just works for you?
It works for me.
Oh, okay.
Pressure works for me. It makes me excel. So I wouldn't do something a whole week if I know the deadline is next week. I'll do 2 days before. And trust me, it's going to be crazy.
Okay, so can you tell us about the fond memories that you have in Hobabas? That favorite house with that favorite auntie that sold the ice or the fudge or whatever it is. Just so that if anyone is listening and they're from there, they can actually reminisce and be like, oh had that.
So I think the memory that stands out is the friends. We're so diverse.
Hobabas is very diverse.
Stephen was there. There were other...
Stephen?
Stephen.
Like Stephen. I mean, he married nice, fine, fine.
You know.
We
grew up together since we were very small. People always think we're brothers. We are like brothers. Because in our house, he's treated as a child. And everybody else. So at school, everybody would bring something different. Stephen would bring chips. This one would bring omahere. This one would bring sweet egg. This one would bring Russians and salt. And then everything put together.
It's a full on meal.
And that's the meal of every single day. And if you don't have anything,
It's all good.
It's okay.
Everybody's
got covered. So I think that's the biggest memory that
foundation
I have of Hobabas. My friends, we still talk. We're still close. Mind you, we started being friends since we were 7, 8 years old. And until today, I can still make that call and he'll come through.
That is incredible. You see, and these are the type of bonds that we just, like...
You can never take that for granted.
You can never take that for granted.
We even sub well
this type of bond, for that matter. One thing about Hobabas, though, also, is that there are other, you know, settlements around it, like Aminius and so on. Would you guys ever make trips to Aminius and to these settlements around the town?
Actually not. We were like town kids.
Town kids,
you understand? We
too cool.
Too cool for all the
dust. It's a no. We didn't do those crazy things. We did our crazy things in town. That's the thing, because you are well known. You're who's kid, so you cannot misbehave or whatever.
You know, now that he's saying this, right? Also, growing up in Wabash Bay. Try and tell Mazali that I'm going to Sokop Moon. You're not going to Sokop for what? So I understand, like, what you say, like what your parents say, you're not going to Aminius or these other settlements around town and so on. You have to tell us about just moving into now, obviously, the professional space thereof. When did you know that PR is your thing? When did you know that making a brand is your thing? How did that come about? Because I know for a fact maybe you did your professional jobs here and there. You know what I mean? You were involved here, you were involved there. But when did it click? Like, listen, maybe, just maybe, I'm best suited just behind and making this person in front of me shine.
I think, I've worked with many people, but I think somebody that I started working with that time we didn't really know these things. We're just working and assisting. I was working with Louis. We've been friends for forever. And I think that started bringing me into industry, trying to understand. And I was still working in the bank by that time. Because I'm a banker by profession.
You're a banker.
He was at F&B for a long time.
So I was sitting in the north. I think I've reached my peak. I was regional manager. I was doing everything that I wanted to do. And just said, you know what? I think it's time to move on, get out of the corporate space. And then I just made the decision and resigned. I have a very supporting family. Obviously, they'll question and everything and everything, then they'll come and support you. And since then, the bug has bit and I'm enjoying it. I love it.
Sorry, Shaquan. It's just like, when he's saying them, I resigned. You know, I said to the corporate space, I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many young professionals mm-hmm. who are stuck in jobs right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? That are dying. Like, their souls, like, they have no soul.
Mm.
And here you are saying, I managed to get out. I think that is incredible, Kalista. I think that will motivate a lot of people today. I just wanted to mention you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, you get to a point, especially the corporate space can really take you to a place where you're like, no more. Because even to the point where you let go of the security, because it's just, it's a different world out there. But anyway, so how easy or difficult was it for you to get into the space where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Because honestly, yes, you felt, you know, obviously at one point that, you know, my story was not ready to be told, whatever it is, because I'm pretty sure it's because you felt like I needed to achieve certain things in the industry before I can be like, you know what, now I can actually tell my story. But you've done so, we have so many firsts. No, I'm not saying it right. We have so many firsts.
Yes, yes.
Right? Because of you in the industry. Do you know that?
And there were other players at the time when you entered the game.
Yeah.
There
were. So how was it really getting into that space?
I think it was about learning, not going in and copying, pasting, or trying to learn from someone.
Mm. Yeah.
Getting into the space and do and create your own. I think that's something that I did. And having the best support system like Thomas, Mundu, Louis, Helena, Blomi.
Yeah.
You know, it
those
helped
are your day
shape.
Ones, isn't it?
Those are my day ones. Those are the people that I would call if I don't have money for electricity back then.
Sinjo.
If I didn't feel money, those are the people that I would call.
Yeah.
And they would come through. They are we would call upon each other for help. So getting into the industry was not easy because it was, I think, dominated by people in the corporate space, and we didn't really have people running their own agencies or doing freelancing work. And I also didn't want to go and learn from someone. I wanted to get in and fail miserably, which I did,
and figure
and
it out
and
yourself.
Learn from there. So that's how I managed, I think, to be able to work with different people.
Well, it's the CEO, founder of Alvaro Media Group, director of the Vanuk Fashion Week, that's in the studio, Abudi Kalistu Ramos.
Put some respect on his name. All right?
Ramos.
Yeah, even Ramos.
There's got to be a twang to it.
Right?
Alvaro Mukuroli in the studio. Stick around, don't go anywhere. We've got a bit of a surprise for you also when we get back. Just yeah, come on.
Is it a
breakfast.
Check?
Huh? Is that what?
A check.
A check.
Yeah. Ah, no,
dude, we're not at that level. Metro
we
FM
want,
level.
No, we want the check.
Money. We need the check. You know, from a Breakfast Club level.
I know, right? Yeah.
Okay presents the Big Deal Weekend. Say big on straight to your
stereo. It's 9:27 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Every single Friday, we bring in personalities that you talk about. Perhaps in today's case, is a personality who you don't necessarily maybe know, who you don't maybe necessarily follow, but you know and then follow the personalities that he empowers, that he has brought to the stage. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Kalistu Ramos Alvaro Mukuroli.
I don't know why when he says that you seem caught off guard or surprised that we're saying this about you.
Because, I mean, you have...
Come on, King!
You've given birth like to, like... Let's... You know what? Let's put the question to you.
Okay.
Let's allow you to... You know what, us, we like bragging. And we encourage people to brag and blow their own horn.
Yeah.
Kalistu, we need you to take a page out of the binary book right now. And we need you to brag as a brief. Name and drop those personalities that you've given birth to. You've taken those personalities from being nothing and you've put them on international stages. You've taken those personalities and you've put them on international runways. You've taken brands, company brands, and you revolutionize these brands. Meneer Pratre, who are those brands? Who are those companies?
I've worked with so many diverse brands.
Yeah.
Locally and internationally.
You see, internationally even.
So... I'll start with international brands.
Okay.
And this is something that we really... Okay, we haven't begged about it or put it about it. But... and this is a client of ours. It's Microsoft in Kenya. And we have launched a couple of networking sessions in Namibia for the guys in the tech space, IT space, and so on. and it's directly only for the for those guys.
Yeah.
So we've been working with them for the past, I think, 4 years now. We host about 2 sessions a year, and they usually come from Kenya, and then they come do their thing, and then they leave. local brands I've worked with. I've worked with Standard Bank. Who else?
MTC. There's so many.
I think MTC literally helped us get where we are.
Can we talk about that? Fashion Week.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a whole story in there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Personalities that I've worked with. I've worked with Otea. I've worked with Louis. Thomas is working with Louis, and they are creating crazy, crazy work. I've worked with a bit of Odile. I've worked with...
Kertubos.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I've worked with the recently appointed F&B commercial CEO. I've also worked with her. A lady that I still need to work with, we're still talking, is Candy Ngula. She's the new e-marketing
Yes.
Is it Bank Windhoek?
Yeah. Bank Windhoek.
Yeah.
I still want to work with her because there I know we can create craziness in the industry.
Yeah.
And then obviously up and coming artists. Quite a lot where I advise them, guide them, and so on. And I usually do it under radar because I want to give them the limelight. Understand? I want them to really stand out rather than, that's why. Understand? I don't want that. And yeah.
So you know one of those I'm not gonna lie to you, I get annoyed by managers like that. You know those managers, those suits night type of managers. Those managers that instead of the artist shining, they're also there in front. How
that's so wrong, guys. You can't be in front of your client. You can't want to shine more than your client. Never. That's why I never do. I do interviews for my clients for their products.
For their product.
Understand? But not to go put myself out there. Understand?
Hence why this is only your second interview in so many years.
Yeah.
Voigush, Windhoek Fashion Week. Let's start with Voigush.
Yo, guys, Voigush.
You know, Shekwana, and I was such a lighty.
Yeah.
When I mean my lighty, as in like lighting the industry, you know what I mean? Like still far lips and everything. You know, we're still trying to figure out like, is my name NSK? Was it going to be like NSK? Numbers again? What is it going to be? And bam, here comes Voigush, international superstars. And then I get an invite via Louis. I'm like, yo, bros, superstars. I think you guys even launched it here, isn't it?
Yeah,
we launched it here.
We launched it here where the loft is.
Yes.
You know that we were self-taught in the film industry.
Wow.
We've never attended any class or whatever. It's about reading. It's about working with friends outside the country.
Yeah.
And I think that's where most of our things come from. Because we've had friends in the different industries and we've learned from them. Because in Namibia, we really didn't know who was in the film industry, who was doing what. If it's not NBC, really nobody. Yeah. So we learned. Voigush came. Beautiful. We launched it. We had a couple of episodes running. And it's probably something that we'll still get back to.
Yeah.
It was a very expensive show to produce.
Yeah,
because
I can imagine.
We have very limited entertainment activities in Namibia. So we had to travel.
Yes,
so yeah. Louis had to travel. And the traveling was crazy. But back then, in Namibia was our best friend.
Yeah, ne?
Yo, they saved us.
Right?
They saved us, you know?
All right, Windhoek Fashion Week.
The idea came in 2012. Since 2012, about the idea, because Louis was modeling in South Africa.
Yeah,
we're attending a few shows outside the country. He was traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Then he was like, you know what? It's time to come home. Let's start putting on things. It was Voigush. And then also was like, we love fashion. Understand? He loves fashion because he used to do modeling. And then imagine from 2012 to 2016. That's when we had our first show. So it was about talking to people.
So when you say 2016, is this the year that Bonang Matheba came here?
It's that famous year. It's that.
Because we know she was here.
She was here.
Oh, that's good.
And she was here.
She was here. Her posters were out.
Shame on her. Honestly,
and it was known. I think it was a bittersweet event. Because number one, we had to cancel day one. The rain, crazy.
Yes.
We had to move the event downstairs. We had to literally incur extra costs. We had to squeeze in 40 designers in one day. So it was crazy.
Yeah.
But the idea was to have it because there were people saying, like, let's just cancel. Let's just cancel.
Yeah.
Then I said, if we cancel, we'll never work in this country again. Mm. You cannot cancel.
Yeah.
Rather, old people, rather let that be the hassle than canceling. Because I can guarantee you now, if we had canceled Fashion Week, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you guys. Mm. I would still be sitting there in the corporate office working and not even knowing about you guys.
I know you would know about us. People in the corporate world know about us.
Right? Not like that.
We actually like a big deal.
Where I can take the call and say, NSK.
Listen, look, Shaquan, from my observations, I can promise you right now, Callisto and his team. You guys revolutionized this game.
Yeah, no, really.
Because at the time when you entered the game, it was only about music, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was always about, like, if you think about entertainment or if you think about lifestyle,
yeah,
it was always just like about, okay, music and then gossip.
The
Chris Pauls of this world, the Shabuga magazines of this world at the time now.
You know, like, for the longest of time, I was always like, Lord, I pray that I never come across Paul. I pray that I never become important enough for Paul to write about me.
So you guys brought about a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
You know, fashion, lifestyle. It was TV. And, you know, and also even TV at the time was boring, to be very freaking honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I really want to give you your flowers for you and your team, what you guys did, and also the trajectory of going where we are right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys are continental with this thing right now. You know what I mean? Netflix, etc. I have to ask you, though, your support system. Earlier on, you did mention that that you have a very supportive family. Tell me about your family just real quick, in terms of that support structure. Just that support structure. Why is it important for them to support each other? And I've seen it on socials.
Yeah.
The way you support your brother, or, you know, etc. You know what I mean? Or the activities that you're involved with, either with politically or whatever. But you are exceptionally supportive of each other.
Yeah.
We had very good supporting parents.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, that was the foundation.
My mother, the matriarch of the family, is the... I wouldn't say disciplinarian, but if she speaks, you listen. My dad was like, he'll beat you. Our fathers are. If you're naughty,
that generation, my dad know
was,
them.
My mom will sit you down and speak to you. Even until today, she'll call me, sit down, and we'll talk. That's how we are.
She believes in conversation.
You understand? Conversation. And she does it with every single of my siblings. She will talk to you guys if you do something wrong. If she doesn't like something, she'll tell you. If you're wasting money on trips, she'll tell you. Yes, you can go to your trips, but we still have 1, 2, 3, 4 things to do. And the year I got my stroke and my heart attack is...
Wait, what?
It's something that we've kept quiet in the industry.
Yeah.
That was about...
When did this happen?
2020.
Now.
Before COVID.
You experienced a stroke.
Yes.
And a heart attack.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, obviously, first I'm hearing it.
Yeah, so sorry. Yeah,
Tell us about it.
That's why I say I keep my life private. It's work.
Yeah.
It just happened. I think it's something that I never expected. I'm the person that work crazy. Understand? Because you're the behind scenes person, you're working, constantly working, sleeping at 12, up early, you understand, running around and so on.
Yeah.
And then one morning, I just, you know, collapsed. Lucky enough is that my friend, Mundu, one of my close friends, was coming upstairs. As he was coming upstairs, I opened my door and then immediately I collapsed. That's when they rushed me to the hospital. I didn't know what was wrong. Because the week before, I would get, you know, pain in my neck and what. I was just, you know, I was coho panado and
then keep it moving.
And keep it moving.
And that's where I saw my support system. Understand?
Okay.
Them jumping in, doing the work.
Okay.
My family jumping in and that. You understand? My mom wanting to put in leave because she went on pension already. She wanted to come and take care of me. Then I said, no, it's fine.
I don't
understand.
Man.
She wanted to come and stay with me for a while so that she can take care of me. I said, it's fine. Like that. So this is where I've seen the type of people I have. People that were at the hospital until midnight, until I was admitted into a bed. Then they left only. Because then they knew I'm in good hands.
Yeah. And next morning, they're there again.
Every day, you know. So it's been going well. I live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And I enjoy life. And there's so many things that have happened to me.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know if I should tell it today, but what I want to share that with things that I live with.
Yeah,
people would go like, you joking, understand? You really joking. And one thing that I always say, mental health is very important. That's why when my dad passed away in 2021, I went to a psychiatrist because I couldn't cope, because I saw myself falling apart. So I couldn't cope, so I had to go to a psychiatrist. Literally 2 days before my dad passed, they found a little tumor in my brain. I still live with it. We're best friends. I always say that's my friend up there.
You've got a tumor in your brain.
They're tiny little friend tumor up there. Understand? So this is keeping me going.
Yes.
You understand? Because I'm living for a purpose. I need to make sure that what I leave behind, the legacy, people need to speak. That's why I hardly speak about it.
Like just show, let it show for itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have my next interview. I don't even know when.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We really appreciate the fact that you are honest and open about this. Because yet again, you know, platforms like this, we beam to hundreds and thousands. And as we know, also in the industry, actually any industry, they are behind the scenes work. You know, that is coordinated by someone.
True.
You are that someone. No one cares about that someone. No one asks this someone, hey, yo, did you eat? You know what I mean? Don't forget to drink a bottle of water. You know what I mean? Kylie, go sleep as a leaf. That's Louis now every day. Okay.
Every day. Like, you must rest. Stop working. Understand? When I came out of hospital, your laptop was taken away. Yeah, I'm telling you, I couldn't do anything. I was even on radio.
You probably got frustrated also.
I can't sit still, guys. Like, he was like, you are not going to work. I did not touch my laptop for almost 2 weeks. Because he was like, you're not. Even today, are you okay? That's how they are. Because leading up to Fashion Week.
Then they come
with their restrictions. Yeah, this and this. And then they hide a few things from me because they want to do it themselves. And. So that's where you see
really the structure, your
village, who's your community.
Yeah.
The people that would stand and say, listen, we're going to bury this black plastic bag together. Understand? Like that.
So Louis loves calling it a tribe.
Yes.
He really believes in a tribe. That conversation that we had with him just, was it a couple of months ago after the launch of the Netflix special. Hold that thought. And there's a reason why we asked you about that support structure, because we've got something beautiful for you. Stick around.
What's up? Hi to
08.02.9, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 9:44 on Namibia's heart and soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We have a gentleman in studio, an incredible, incredible gentleman that has oversight, magical powers. This man sees things before you even realize that it's happening. He's knacked for analytics. As a matter of fact, Shaguan, you know what happens sometimes now? Calista would call me or text me.
Yeah.
About stuff now. And usually I'm the analytical one. But he would call or text me about stuff now that I didn't even realize or I didn't even see. You know what I mean? And I really appreciate that at times. All the time. Don't get me wrong. Not at times. I appreciate it. I spoke about that support system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good day to everyone in the studio and the listeners of the very awesome Fresh FM. I'm Mr. Dylan Mukoroli. Who is Kali and what does Kali mean to me and to the Mukoroli family? Kali has always been really what we can term as the backbone of the family. Since a very young age, since we were very young, he's always pushed us to really not follow but understand our potential. So he's not one that will tell you go and follow your dreams, but he's one that will ask you, tell me your dreams, make me understand your dreams. So Kali has always been that brother that has the biggest standby in the family to us, that you can say. And he's always really been one that is caring, one that is loving, one that seems tough, seems hard, but has a very, very loving heart, really cares about you as a person, your well-being, your mental well-being, your social well-being, and really wants each and every one of us in the family to understand our potential, to not just know our potential, because in the end it doesn't mean much. But the moment you can understand your potential, you can defend it. So that's really who Kali is to us, his siblings and his family. He's really carried us through and allowed each and every one of us to live the lives that we are living, because we were given a very, very safe and comfort space to express ourselves and always follow, work, and understand our dreams. So that's who Kali is to us. With all that said, Kali, as family, from one brother to another, we love you very much. We see what you're doing. We see the spaces that you are owning. We see the influence that you are bearing, and you are the most practical example of practicing what you preach. We wish you all the best in your endeavors. Fashion Week, marketing, communications. We pray that you get cherished with blessings to really, really not only take over but to maintain your dominance in those sectors. So we really wish you well. We wish you all the success, and know that as family, we'll always, always, always be there. And this really comes from my heart.
So that's
Dylan.
How did you guys say Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan is a politician in the family, and we're together deep in politics, and we would try to convince the family where to vote.
Yeah.
We're that type of family that would sit down and say, guys,
as a collective,
you know almost where to vote.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, he always calls me bestie when he wants to ask something. My two younger brothers.
So
when they wanna ask something, they say bestie. Then you know already.
Okay. Yeah, they want something.
They want something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're very close and we speak every single day. We have a family WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
We have a siblings WhatsApp group. And we have a Mukoroli WhatsApp group, which is me and my two younger siblings, because we understand the craziness.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So now and then we go there and gossip the others, and then we come back and like that. Or we'll warn each other and say, listen, this and this. Just be careful, your mom's going to call you because of this and this.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Man, so, I love that camaraderie.
We have that type of relationship, and it's a very, very good relationship. I think I allow them to be who they are, but we would speak, understand.
Okay.
We speak very open. And then I would advise them from experience that I've had in life.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I allow them to make a decision based on what they feel at the end of the day after we have a conversation.
You know, that's a family structure that we all yearn for, isn't it?
That's
so beautiful. I think every Namibian family listening right now should try and emulate that. I think it's so beautiful. But it does not stop there.
They say in life you meet the people you are meant to befriend, people you're meant to work with, people you're meant to go on journeys with. So in this case, this is exactly what has happened. We started working together many years ago when I was still like first year in uni.
immediately out of high school, when I was trying out now, trying to be in the entertainment industry. So that was our encounter. It was to say that now we're going to work together. You're going to take a more managerial PR role, because he's always been into PR and the media space, entertainment and branding and all of that, even though he was working a full-time corporate job in the banking sector. But his passion always lied in, let's make things happen, let's be in the creative space. Anyways, long story short, we actually found out that we have a cousin in common, because my aunt, who's my mom's youngest sister, and his uncle, who's his mother's older brother, they got married, you know. So we found out at a cousin's wedding that, dude, and I'm like, that's my cousin, my blood cousin. And he's like, no, that's my blood cousin. So like, oh, shit, dude, okay, cool.
We actually, family for real.
You know, yeah. We have a family in common. We have cousins in common and so forth. So that just goes to show that we have this relationship with people in life, and we are meant to connect one way or another. Mm. So for me, it's just sending a big shout out to the homie. You know, this is my friend. This is my cousin. This is my brother. Someone that I know can pull up for me at any moment, whether I'm in the States, in Europe, or outside of Namibia, in any part of Namibia. If I say, listen, I need help, please come. I know this is the one person who will do that. And the feeling is mutual, vice versa. Whenever he needs me, I'll be there. If I need him, he'll be there. So big shout out. Again, I'm very proud to see the growth over the years, because it doesn't make sense for only one person in the group to grow. So there's definitely growth. There's achievements, major achievements that I'm extremely proud of. And I'm just happy to be part of a friend's life, and I'm happy to witness all these extraordinary things. So yeah, big shout out to you.
Yeah, you guys had to, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Had to.
I think the if you guys were part of the meetings or the friendship that you've had, there are times that we'd fight. And you think these people would never talk again.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'd always talk again.
Yeah, find your way to each other.
And these are the friends that I have. Speak their mind. They will tell you.
You have some really strong-minded people around you.
Tell you if you do something wrong or what. They will come and support you through all means.
Yeah.
That's how we are. If somebody's doing something, we are there. We're the ones cleaning. We're the ones what? You understand? That's why always people wonder, but why are you people doing everything together?
Mm.
Because we're friends. We want to see the other one succeed.
Yeah.
That's how we are. If we think of something, an idea that can help Thomas and his clientele, I will share it for free. Where I'm needed, I will go and work. Where Louis needed, he'll come through. That's how we are. We don't limit ourselves and say, you know what? I want to be that. No, because at the end of the day, when one person succeeds, the rest succeeds. Because we want to take pride in our friends.
Yeah,
our
absolutely. Family.
So that's how we are. That's why now and then I've called you and I told you, listen, this is what I think and that you can do.
Yeah,
you know, out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
Not even asking me. It's like, you need to do this. This is where I'm seeing your brand and what.
It's
and
true.
I do that with a lot of people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Where I just, and I don't expect them to take it and do it or what, but
I've shared it.
I've done my part.
Yeah.
You understand? If somebody asks me, listen, can you help me with this? I do it. I don't just jump and say, okay, you need to pay me or whatever. At times, you just need to do things. And at the end of the day, what comes back is more than what you would have charged the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, James, we're running a little bit out of time. But very important question. Please don't tell Louis that I asked this. But did he find a baby mama yet?
What, do you want a baby?
Yeah, I make beautiful babies.
No. What are you waiting for?
Because bang, man.
Bang for what?
I'm so scared to just have you know that men...
You know that men don't carry 9 month things. So if you want...
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that again. Sorry.
And because of her genes, she might even give the homie twins.
Well, the doctor did tell me I have a 92% chance of carrying multiples again. So, ons doen dit nie weer nie.
You know how much I would love to have twins?
I know a lot of people do until they see me with my kids and they're like, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Trust me, I would want to have them. I think I'm going to be, I'll probably be the coolest dad. Huh?
Yeah.
That's why I see myself.
You should probably look into adoption.
We'll be, I'll be 70 and I'll still be the coolest,
The coolest dad. Understand. Yeah.
No way. Callisto, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you opening up your yourself to us, putting your heart on the table, and sharing your story with us.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, Bo Shaquan and I, we recognize greatness. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And we really wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Obviously, it does not stop here. We still have conversations off air.
Yeah.
Both either with the station or individually. Yeah. But we are rooting for you.
Yeah. No,
thank you really much, guys.
No, 100%.
Don't stop what you're doing.
No.
Really,
yeah.
I love the show. I listen to radio. I'm more into current affairs because of the industry
Of
course, I am.
Yeah.
But you guys are doing an awesome job.
Yeah.
And I love the show.
Thank you so much.
It's a show that I listen to. And whenever you guys have a guest, I would tune in. Because at the time, I'm driving home, coming to town.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Abudi Callisto that's in the studio, the CEO, founder of Alvaro's, a man that revolutionized this industry with his team. We salute him today. We give him his flowers. Stick around. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Fresh Fridays on 102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul.